passengers traveling to Yarmouth begin gathering at the Ocean Gateway Terminal on Portland's waterfront several hours before the ferry's 9 p.m. departure. On a recent Thursday, cars and RVs are already lining up to board the 528-foot ship at a little after 6. Inside the terminal, Steve Smith, his wife, and their kids, who flew in from Sarasota, Florida, are chatting with fellow passengers as they wait to board.
We actually flew in to see family, but we knew the boat was going up to Nova Scotia and haven't been there, so thought that'd be a fun trip.
Smith's wife, Rebecca, says she's been researching a family trip to the province for a couple years.
My relatives had told me there used to be a service, the Cat, and I just kind of was curious. We're going to just stay overnight in Yarmouth and tour the museums and stay in a hotel and then head back in the morning.
The Cat, a high-speed catamaran between Yarmouth and Portland and Bar Harbor, stopped running 5 years ago when poor ridership led the provincial government in Nova Scotia to quit subsidizing the service. The decision was unpopular. Locals blamed the move for hurting Yarmouth's economy. So last year, in a bid to revive tourism, the province struck a deal to launch a new ferry service between Nova Scotia and Maine.
It was a slow start.
Dennis Bailey is spokesperson for Nova Star Cruises. In June, the new ferry service served 112 passengers per trip, or just over 6,700 people. Last month, that number jumped by 90% to more than 13,000 passenger trips. That's well below the numbers Nova Star was hoping to see at the height of the tourist season, but Bailey says the overall trend is positive.
Our marketing has been focusing on the Boston area. It's generated a lot of interest. Word of mouth has been very good. Already in August, we've already exceeded the July numbers, so it's picking up.
That's especially welcome news up in Nova Scotia, where the government has paid out a lot of money to restart ferry service.
It was $21 million given out over 7 years.
Andy Surrett, who's from Nova Scotia, is waiting inside the ferry terminal in Portland to catch the boat back home. Surrett says businesses in and around Yarmouth hope the return of the ferry will bring in more tourism dollars, but locals, he says, also question whether the money will be there to keep supporting the ferry if it takes a few years to build the service back up.
That $21 million has already been eaten up in the first few months. So what's going to happen from now on is everybody's worried, wondering what's going to happen there.
Tourism officials in Nova Scotia say they're confident that ridership on the Nova Star will continue to grow. The ferry runs through November 2nd, and company spokesman Dennis Bailey promises that the boat will be back for another season next summer. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.